Good afternoon. I'd like to call the Commerce, Gaming, and Land Committee meeting to order. Today is April 8th. The time is 2:35 p.m. Roll call, please.
Congressman Tillman? Congresswoman Stabler? Congresswoman Goodfox?
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Present.
Congresswoman Pratt?
Atsia.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Here. Congresswoman Stabler has notified the clerk and the committee chair that she is attending a funeral today and will be absent from the committee meeting. Next item on the agenda is prayer. Congresswoman Pratt, would you please lead us in a word of prayer this afternoon?
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for the many blessings that you bestow upon myself, my family, my friends and relatives, and all our Osage people, as well as our community. Father, I ask that you just continue to look upon our nation and those suffering at this time, those sad and even the lonely, those needing your love and guidance. Father, I just ask that you, that they feel your spirit and your love always. I ask a blessing upon everyone in attendance today, and bless everyone's homes better than when they left them. I ask all these things in your son Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Congresswoman Pratt. Next item on the agenda is approval of minutes. Please take a moment to look over the minutes. Madam Clerk, would you please note for the record that we have Attorney General Wells here, Assistant Attorney General Curry here with us today, and when she introduces the guests, would you please write them down in attendance also on the minutes? Thank you. Please. Favor when you have a minute. Yes. Well, so we can see those people out here, and if we need to bring people to the end of the table, we can do so. Yes, that's a good idea. You have good ideas.
Motion to approve minutes as presented for April 3rd.
The motion, is there a second?
Second.
Second by Congresswoman Goodfox. Any discussion? All in favor, please say yes. Oh, excuse me, Congresswoman Pratt.
I just have a question. Typically, I realize on an agenda if you didn't get to them, or maybe there wasn't action, then they can move on to the next agenda. But I thought there was was there not a motion to table ONCA 1908? There was no action at all taken on either one of them. Okay, all right, thanks.
Okay, we have a second. Any more discussion? All in favor, please say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? Seeing none, the minutes from April 3rd have been considered and are passed. Next item on our agenda, I'm pleased to announce, is a presentation from Attorney General Wells on the Osage waters. We have an executive session noted underneath the initial opening of the presentation. So, Attorney General Wells, would you please introduce our guest today for us?
Yes, ma'am.
And on the open record, and talk as much as you can about what we're going to be seeing and what we're doing here in our committee meeting. And then when it's time to go into executive session, I'll entertain a motion to do so.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Thank you.
First, I'd like to introduce to you David Mullen. I believe most of you know David. He is our attorney out of Washington, D.C. He has been involved with the water issue, I believe, since the committee was formed. Is that correct, David?
Yes. That's going on 3.5 years.
I think even longer, because I think it was before I was hired. So I believe before I was appointed, even, you all had a water committee.
And, we did.
And David was part of that. Is that correct?
Yeah, the tail end of that.
Right.
Okay.
Yes.
And next is Adam Reeves. Adam is from Colorado, has been in water law for 25 years. Scott McElroy was originally part of our water team. Unfortunately, he received a very serious diagnosis and recommended Scott to work with us. The good news is Scott McElroy is doing very well, and Adam picked up where Scott left off and has been very essential to our talks about this water meeting and everything we're doing in regards to the situation. So, Adam, anything you'd like to add?
He needs a microphone if he wants to make comment, because the listening audience on
yes,
the internet can't hear us, hear him, or he won't be recorded.
Yes, ma'am.
I just want to briefly say that it's a pleasure and an honor to be here. Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Adam. And last but not least is Joe Eli. Joe has been our engineer regarding this matter and has been invaluable to our team. Joe has spent many, 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 many hours in regards to what we're going to speak about today, and we'll have a presentation for you all. You should have copies of that, as well as a timeline that we entered into the record this morning. So Joe joins us from New Mexico. I'm sorry, Arizona, where, as you all know, or maybe don't know, they have serious water problems, as in not enough water. So that's what he's used to, but he has been invaluable to us, and you will see why shortly. Joe, is there anything you would like to say?
Good afternoon, and it's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for inviting me. I just want to mention to you that I am a Cuyuh Tekuna Kuiwi Eater. I'm from Pyramid Lake Paiute Tribe in Nevada. I served on their tribal council for years and was their tribal chairman, and finally ended my term due to term limits. And so, and been involved in water for nearly 40 years. So thank you for inviting me.
Thank you, Joe, for being here. I've had the pleasure of working with and meeting Joe before, and I think we finally have some fruition of our initial talks, and I'm very excited to see what he's compiled for our nation. So thank you for being here.
I also wrote on the sheet for Ms. Merle. Everybody signed and put what their title is.
Okay,
so
thank you.
You can get that at the end of the meeting. Is there anything else, Chairwoman?
Maybe just a lead into what this presentation is about for the listening audience, that we've been working on water rights issues for the nation for many years since the Red Eagle administration.
Yes, ma'am, we have. And we're working on our water law, our rights to our water, and a situation beyond our control came up. We have not quit working on what our water rights are in Osage County, but we have an issue that we have to deal with as well. So we're doing two things now instead of just working on what is our water. And we have a great historical company that I've told you all before has discovered records that have helped us immensely and that will now be the property of the Osage Nation that we did not have before. So we are continuing to develop our water rights and permits and going down that alley, but something we did not anticipate kind of put that on the back burner, and that's why we're here today to present to Congress. Anybody interested was invited to come, and we would like to show you where we are and then ask you all some questions as well as take questions from you all. So,
okay, thank you, Attorney General Wells. At this time, I'd entertain a motion to enter into executive session for legal matters. I think that's what I have on the agenda. Legal advice, yes.
Second.
I have a motion and second by Congresswoman Pratt. All in favor of the motion, please say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? Seeing none, we are in executive session. We have a little bit of a transition period here. I'd like for you guys to join us at the table to.
Yes, ma'am.
And whoever's